Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 78, Let Miracles Replace All Grievances, this particular lesson was very important in my own learning and growth. There was a day when I was going into work, and I had been assigned to a supervisor, a partner of our firm, that I found to be very challenging, condescending, hurtful, mean, demeaning, every possible word that could describe someone that you did not want to work for. And I did a flip open in the course, and I landed on these words in italics in Lesson 78. Let me behold my Savior in this one you have appointed as the one for me to ask to lead me to the holy light in which he stands, that I may join with him. And in this lesson, it asks that we join him in his holy light. And the first time I read these words, my mind rejected it. I thought, how could I lean into his light? For everything he has demonstrated is the opposite of light and the opposite of love. And I was very uncomfortable that I would have to meet with him and actually work with him on a project. But I had been learning to follow what the course suggests. And I had found that I had really gained some freedom and some happiness by doing so. So I thought, what do I have to lose? And so all the way into the office, I decided to practice being willing to see him differently, that I would be committed to seeing the light in this person, and that I was committed to joining him in his light. I didn't understand it at the time, but I didn't realize also that I was making a choice for my own freedom. When I finally reached his office and he motioned me to come in, I was required to sit and listen to him on a phone call with his daughter. I didn't know he had a daughter. And he was demonstrating himself to be one of the most loving fathers in this phone call as he was consoling his daughter as she was moving through a breakup. And I was required to sit and listen to the love of this man. And right in that space, my thoughts of him became healed. I was able to see the light in him, and it changed our relationship forever. And from that point on, I actually moved on to another project with people that were much, much easier to work with and be with. But my one relationship with him was forever changed. In fact, every time I came into the office from that point forward, he would introduce me to his friends and treat me as if I was one of his most trusted friends. And what I offer to you today is whoever you are facing that seems to be so problematic or challenging, where the story you have on them is so entrenched, almost like it's written in concrete, that if you can be willing to see the truth of them for them until they are able to see it for themselves, that the beauty and the light and the innocence that you can be willing to see within them, that is what you will know within yourself. You see, everything we are looking at is the effect of our thoughts. And if we will use what we see, which is the effect of our past thoughts, to remind us to choose truth instead, then you see that our holy mind can only come from a place of truth. This means that we would know the memory of God within our own being. This may not make a lot of sense at this point, but to the degree that it makes any sense at all, it is worth your effort. Today, be very, very committed to see the light in this one that has been so challenging. This does not mean to be a doormat or someone that this other person should take advantage of. This is all done in consciousness. From that place of consciousness and certainty, you will be guided about what to say, what to do, how to respond to ensure peace and a happy outcome for everyone involved. Let miracles replace all grievances.